some phenomena that can be seen across open exposed fields in Vermont, sometimes rare, other times can occur twice in one winter, are these curious curled up rolls of snow. So what are they that you may encounter across our open fields, sometimes staying together for several days later until there's additional snowfall? What are these snow rollers? Snow rollers are a mass of snow, usually in mountainous or hilly regions. The snow has to be moist enough to be cohesive and is picked up by the wind blowing down a large slope, and it rolls onward and downward until it either becomes too large or the ground levels off too much for the wind to propel it any further. The rolls of snow typically look like an opaque jelly roll-like appearance and can range in size from very small cylinders to some as long as 4 feet and 7 feet in circumference. But most are smaller and closer to about a foot and a half in diameter. Their jelly roll appearances are a sight to see, as they typically occur in multiple locations at once, so long as the wind is blowing across a downward slope. One of the last occurrences occurred a couple years ago in the Mad River Valley. Snow rollers only form when the weather conditions are just right. We have to have the right mixture of moisture, snow, wind, and temperature. National Geographic Society further describes these conditions as there having to be a layer of ice or crust with a layer of light, wet snow on top of it, and it must be wet enough for the snow to stick to itself. Some recent events in Vermont occurred during the days that had a slightly wet morning snow, followed by temperatures above freezing and a blustery wind gust strong enough to start the action, with the wind gust preferably around 30 miles per hour. So these strange-looking snow rollers form by themselves naturally, a rare occurrence limited by special conditions. The National Geographic Society describes the weather phenomena as the weather equivalent of tumbleweed. Diving a little deeper, their occurrences are limited by the right texture of the snow. Some of those are clearing skies in the morning with some sunshine and temperatures above 32 degrees, favorably in the mid-30s to low 40s. And a gusty wind, often with clearing skies coming in from the northwest. Not only can snow rollers be formed by the wind, in some cases they form by rolling downhill as the more classic gathering snowball. As snow rollers accumulate snow, it leaves a track behind it, showing where they have traveled. The formation of the snow roller is very similar to the way snowmen are made. Some have compared snow rollers to giant snowballs that roll downhill in a cartoon. They have been referred to as snow donuts or snow bales. The net result is a snow roll with a hollow center, and some are packed in a swirl similar to a cinnamon bun. One documented event of widespread snow rollers occurred in December of 2008 in eastern Washington, another in March of 2009 in Idaho. Snow rollers are just nature's anomaly. They are never dangerous, but a rare but odd weather phenomena. If you see an open field with a slope with numerous bumps on it, there's a chance that there was some snow rollers occurring in that field earlier on, and what you're seeing is the old decayed leftovers.